Nanotechnology, fact or fiction? Nanotechnology is real, but nanobots are imaginary. In front of you, there is a table with a tray of parts for building pretend robots and a cubby filled with paper cards. Nearby, there is a shelf for displaying finished robots. If you could build a tiny robot, what would it look like and what would it do? Use the robot pieces on the table to build your own imaginary robot. When you're finished, take a card and write down what your robot does. For example, my robot's name is Waterbot. Its job is to collect chemicals in the creek so they don't pollute the water. It's as big as a grain of sand. It's controlled by a computer. It's powered by a solar panel. Is it nano-reality or nano-fiction? Listen to these examples of real nanotechnology. Space Age Boot uses nanotechnology to stay light and dry. Nano-sized bubbles inside liners trap warm air, making outdoor gear extra toasty. Gadgets use chips made with metal layers that are only a few nanometers thick. Carbon nanotubes are used to create stiff, lightweight sports equipment. Bandages coated with nano-sized silver particles kill bacteria. Now here are some examples of imaginary nanobots. Nanobots destroy pathogens in blood. Nanobot worms clean up pollution. Cell rover repairs cells. Nanobots aid digestion in the stomach. A nanobot replaces a nerve cell. Nanobots attack a virus with lasers. Buzzsaw nanobots cut hair. Nanobots are imaginary.